We got our guy Isaac Feldman here who used to work with us. He works at the Sports Network. He fought last week and won.
Winner by knockout from Long Island, New York, Isaac Feldman.
Let's go. Here's the problem with that. Now with the proliferation of MMA.
Yes.
You ain't got anybody.
You have no idea.
Because that dude Isaac, who's a great kid.
Yeah.
You'd look at him and go, I'll probably have this guy. I can handle this guy.
He'd kill you in 30 seconds.
No, like, God damn, I hurt the wrong guy.
Welcome to the Ike to Gone.
What's up, everybody? What's up, fight fans? Ike to Gone number 11 is here. A little late. UFC 246 happened, bunch of fights, bunch of great fights. The main event was fast, McGregor got it done, he kept his word. Cowboy, unfortunately, he did not get it done. But Conor McGregor's on to bigger, better things. Hopefully Cowboy doesn't retire. I don't believe he will retire. The ball is in Conor's court again. He has all the leverage from the UFC. He could fight Nate Diaz, Jorge Masvidal, Justin Gaethje, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, Khabib potentially, which Dana White and the UFC want. So a lot of options for McGregor. But that wasn't the biggest controversy leaving the event. I mean, aside from some people saying that Cowboy took a fall or the fight was fixed, which is a little nuts. So Cowboy doesn't always show up under the brightest lights. Conor is a fast starter. He's been gunning and he's been on a mission for this fight for a long time, 15 months since the Khabib fight. So the fix talk can just sit to the side and just take a timeout and look themselves in the corner, because it wasn't a fix. It was a great performance by Conor. But aside for that, the biggest controversy is Stephen A. Smith trying to talk UFC with Joe Rogan.
We haven't learned a damn thing about Conor McGregor based off of this fight.
Really?
Because who were you? Listen, the man did not get hit other than one kick to the arm. That's it. I mean, he didn't. Listen, I have gotten hit that much in the last week, okay? And I don't fight. I mean, come on, y'all. The fact of the matter is we don't know. And we know that Conor McGregor is a champion. We know he's a great fighter. We know that he's box office. He's phenomenal for the sport. We're all happy he won. If you love this sport, you got to be happy that Conor McGregor won. But you didn't learn anything from tonight's fight, because Cowboy Cerrone just didn't show up. I could have ran for 40 seconds.
I disagree. We learned he rises to the occasion. Mm-hmm. We learned he could put Cowboy away. We learned that he can land a head kick.
That's fair. We learned
that he could beat him down. Okay. We learned that this guy performs when the lights are on him. We already knew that. But we learned that he was focused, and we saw it. I've been aware of his training. He was in tip-top shape for this. And he was treating this like this is a potential resurrection of his career. Nurmagomedov humiliated. Floyd Mayweather humiliated him. So there's two humiliating losses in a row. This was his return, and it was a pretty significant return.
I could stand corrected on that.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for being on ESPN, on SportsCenter, being next to the biggest ratings lightning rod in Stephen A. Smith, and standing up for the MMA community and for Conor McGregor's performance, and letting him know that we did learn something. We learned something, that shoulder strikes are effective. McGregor is determined and ready to go. That he has a sharper leg kick, that he is a fast starter, that he is concentrated, that it does mean business for 2020. So yes, we did learn a lot from McGregor.
I could have ran for 40 seconds.
I disagree.
Again, Joe Rogan is on the SportsCenter and ESPN platform, so he didn't necessarily want to bury the man and get into a huge debate. I'm sure they only had a certain amount of time live from Vegas, cage side from UFC 246. So what does Joe Rogan do the following week? He's on his big platform, the Joe Rogan Experience, and he buries Stephen A. Smith poetically.
There's no positive in downplaying the career of Donald Cerrone or what he can do as a fighter. What that showed to me was how phenomenal Conor performed. Yeah. That's what it showed me. And if if either you or I was talking about cricket, we were on TV doing commentary on cricket, we would look out of place. We'd look it would be fucked up, and real cricket fans would be upset at us, right? Now, that's nothing. That's just a sport, right?
Yeah.
This is – you are naked in the most literal sense of the word. You're naked physically. You're naked emotionally. When fighters lose, it's fucking devastating. For Connor to smash Cowboy like that in front of his wife, his kid, his mm-hmm. grandma, and then the whole world, like that is – that's you got to have some respect for that man.
Smith being Smith and being the – worldwide leader in attention and ratings for ESPN. That's why he has the biggest show on ESPN's First Take, co-hosted by Max Kellerman, who is a boxing expert for HBO Boxing, formerly HBO Boxing. And Stephen A. Smith deserves every dollar for the $8 million per year that he rakes in for ESPN, being the controversy, being the ratings dog, getting into it with a lot of athletes, good or bad. He's been known to text these athletes directly and use it on the show the next day, or he's been known to get into it with some athletes like Kevin Durant or LeBron James or Floyd Mayweather. He says he's just trying to inspire them. Again, he is a ratings rod and a lightning rod and an attention word, an attention W that you can say. But he does his job well. I love that Joe cut him off at the knees and explained that martial arts is different than other sports. But that wasn't enough for Stephen A. Smith. He had to double and triple down on his take and explain why he is right. And Joe Rogan, a UFC and MMA commentator since 1997, why Joe Rogan is wrong.
I certainly don't claim to be the aficionado you are or anybody else covering this sport, but excuse me. I have been a reporter for 25 years. I have covered sports on a variety of competitive levels, regardless of what the sport is. That includes boxing and the UFC. And I don't give a damn if I did it. It don't take much to look at three shoulder shots to the nose that Conor McGregor gave Cowboy Cerrone, watching him fold inside of 20 seconds, knowing that he only got one strike off. And oh, by the way, that was blocked by Conor. It doesn't take much to look at the fight and say, excuse me, I didn't see enough to convince me that Conor in a rematch against Nurmagomedov, that wouldn't cut it.
Stop. You're burying the hole, Steven. You're getting lower in the hole. It's not gambling, but it's your reputation. And the more you double and triple down, you're going to lose some fans and lose the respect of major broadcasters. I don't know if he underestimates Joe Rogan. He says he respects him in the game. And I don't know if he's with the UFC because it's hot and it's happening and it's drawing a lot of attention, or he genuinely cares about the fighters and the game that mixed martial arts is, or not the game, just the aspect of what mixed martial arts is and the true to the mind, the body, and the soul, which mixed martial arts is. It's one of the purest observation of human potential that there is out there, besides real heroes like firefighters and cops or Navy SEALs or Marines. It's the closest thing that you can get in between sport and actual heroes, and it needs to be handled with a bit more of a respect. And Rogan kind of explains why mixed martial arts is different than basketball and other sports, and basically explaining why Stephen A. Smith's hot take personality shouldn't be accepted inside the world of MMA.
This sport demands a different perspective. It's not the same thing as a ball going into a hoop. No. It's not the same thing as crossing a line with a football. It's no. different. It's very intense and very personal. And it's also very fucking dangerous. And to play it off like it's just a game, I don't agree with it, and I just think that we have plenty of fucking people out there that understand the sport. There's plenty of them.
Yep.
But the thing about him is he's really popular.
And there it is. That's the number one take. Stephen A. Smith, it's not a game. You could call it a sport, but it's not a game. There's a lot more consequence that goes into a mixed martial arts and a UFC event. A lot more emotional consequence and a lot more emotion and physical roller coaster. A fighter could be out for 6 months because he broke his orbital bone or he tore an ACL or he's suffering from a severe concussion, it's not a basketball or a baseball game where the turnover is faster and you can move on to the next city and it's just the game. Stephen A. Smith has been allowed and has been enabled by ESPN to bury athletes because of the ratings, and nobody's truly getting hurt if it's a Kevin Durant or a LeBron James. Yeah, if LeBron James misses a game winner, he gets another shot in 2 days. If Mike Trout or Bryce Harper or Clayton Kershaw doesn't do well in their game, they give up a game-winning home run or they strike out to end the game, yeah, there's another game the next night. In fighting, the consequences are so severe that a knockout loss could mean the guy's paycheck. They're not making as much as those other athletes. The consequences can be more physically. There's not as much concussions or head trauma in baseball or basketball. You could even say football at times. Stephen A. Smith needs to tone it down from his platform and respect the UFC and MMA. And I'm sure Joe Rogan will be in Dana White's ear and explain why this is making the sport look stupid and uneducated to casuals. And maybe he should be next to an expert or a former UFC champion like a Dominic Cruz or like a Daniel Cormier. So there it is. The biggest controversy from UFC 246. Stephen A. Smith.
I could stand corrected on that.
But moving forward, great performance from McGregor. His head is screwed on straight. His head is screwed on straight. He's doing better mentally, physically, spiritually. From what we see leading up to this fight, what he did post UFC 246 is going to matter for the rest of the year. Does he stay in shape? Does he waste that training camp? Does he mean it when he says 2020 is a season? Is he taking this serious? He says he hasn't drank in 4 months leading up to the fight. Obviously, we saw the TMZ videos where he's partying and shaking his little Irish, what was it, pot of gold. Yeah, he had a drink on fight night, but does he get back to business and does he keep his word that he will be ready for April 18th, UFC 249, when Khabib versus Tony Ferguson is scheduled? He says he'd be ready as a replacement. That fight's been scheduled 5 times. It's been canceled 4 times. This is the 5th time. McGregor says he will be ready to cut down to 155 if he has to, if it means stepping in for a title fight on April 18th at Barclays Center. BK, where you at? We will see if he keeps his word. We know he's an attention whore like Stephen A. Smith. But Conor McGregor will take a step forward and separate himself from being a politician and a hot take guy if he is ready and shows that he's been training. Just hitting the pads or working out isn't enough. You need to show that you're committed to this Khabib and Tony fight and you're not just a businessman again. Take a couple weeks, 1 or 2 weeks off, which is this week now, the 2nd week out from the fight. Come back the Monday better, bigger, stronger, faster, and convince us why you're the notorious McGregor from 2016 and 2015. I don't believe you quite yet. Because there's still this guy. This guy still lives in there. The guy who's drunk on drugs, punching old guys in the face because they don't want your whiskey. The guy who's toasting with UFC. The guy who's screaming at Khabib about his religion, his father, his manager, calling his manager a terrorist. Too far. And he says he's changed. Maybe it was because of the opponent you faced in Cowboy Cerrone, the opponent who's very respectful and holds a ton of records in the UFC. Or maybe it's because he's really changed. We will see. I don't believe him quite yet. He's going to have to prove it over time. So UFC 246 is in the bag. I got the career news coming out. That's why Ike the Gon, number 11, has taken so long. The career news is happening. It's in the can. We have some recordings going on. So you can start to figure it out. This is another show, another platform. When it comes out, it's going to be phenomenal. Been working really hard with a fantastic team. they're really catering and taking care of everything and every request I have. So it's much appreciated. Can't wait to release it. It's going to be on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything. And again, I've been telling you guys, I've been telling you it's here. I'm keeping my word. 2020 will be the best year. The best year. You know, it's been getting better every year. This will be the best year of my life. Career, family, everything. Till next time, at Iketagon, Instagram, Twitter, website, Facebook, Iketagon. No fights this upcoming weekend, so just watch this. Listen to the Mind, Body, Soul podcast, iTunes. I guess you just type in Iketagon and iTunes. You'll see it there. Download, subscribe. It's more detailed. It has a lot more finesse in it. It's a lot more introvertive. It's slower. It's calmer. I'm not rushed. And I give you exactly thought by thought on what I have on a certain situation. It's not as fiery or racy as this. I'm not talking about Stephen A. Smith giving him the platform. I mean, this guy can't even hit a freaking pad.
There you go. Clean up that cut more. Raise him up. Yeah, make it more free. Yeah, push, push, push. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, it's your last round. So push.
But he's trying, right? He's trying. He's learning the sport. He's getting into it. So I appreciate it. He's giving my sport attention. You can't knock it for the man for trying. Or is he trying? That's what I'm saying. Is he like McGregor? Is he half-hearted? We will see with both of these guys. Are they for real? Are they not? My money's on Connor outlasting him. I'll be surprised if Stephen A. Smith outlasts Connor in this. Meaning, Connor McGregor's focus and wins his second fight in 2020. And on the other side of it, Stephen A. Smith comes back at the next McGregor fight or the next big UFC fight, which would be UFC 249, Khabib versus Tony Ferguson. And he has a more educated take. And he explains his stance a lot more. And he's more calm and he's not that first take. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, it's not as crazy and wild, and it's more mind, body, soul. We will see how Stephen A. Smith treats this opportunity because he's at a fork in the road. A lot of people have this in life with relationships, with careers, with personal decisions, with eating habits. You have to make a choice, left or right, and people will ignore the fact of what the consequence of that choice will be for the rest of their life. But many times it's a fork in the road. Do you pick it up and eat that ice cream or pasta, or do you put it down, walk away from it, and become a stronger person? Personally, last night I had a choice. I had a couple of scoops of Ben and Jerry's, so I'm not happy about that choice, but I'm going to be stronger. I usually commit to the Monday to Friday or Monday to Thursday at least of being structured and in tune with my body and working out and physically growing, mentally growing, and pursuing new mental pathways to be a better person. But I failed. I failed. That's why I like having tournaments or fights or sparring sessions lined up, so it keeps me intact. I got to be better at that. So, until next time, Iketagon number 11's here. I'm Ike Feldman. No picks this weekend. Great win by Chris Cyborg Justino in her last win, Bellator UFC, Bellator 238. Great job by Curtis Blaydes knocking out Junior Dos Santos. So, those are the wins. Stephen A. Smith, Conor McGregor, Ike Feldman. We all got decisions to make to be better persons. Persons? That's a thing. You ever see it on the capacity? It says no more than 100 persons. That's a real thing. I'm not a schmuck or a schmo. So, later.